Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
Welcome to the Firehouse Magazine Insider for the January 2012 issue of Firehouse. I am Elizabeth Narulis, Managing Editor, and we'll be talking with Public Education and Information Officer Timothy Zemanski of Las Vegas, Nevada Fire and Rescue about his new column, The Fire PIO, which appears in the January issue of the magazine. Tim, thank you for joining us. We'd like to ask you a few questions about this article.
Well, thank you for having me.
The first installment of this new column is titled, How Important is a Designated PIO? Why is it important for fire departments to have a public information officer?
Well, number one, they are part of the incident command staff of the incident command system. You know, all fire departments are supposed to be using the incident command system no matter how small the incident. And one of the key members of the command staff is the public information officer. They will assist the incident commander with getting information out to the public, making sure that the media is safe when they arrive on scene. You know, they can get in the way, they can hamper operations, they may injure themselves getting too close to power lines or getting in the way of the fire or fire apparatus while they're trying to respond. The PIO should be there on scene to make sure that they stay safe and they don't hamper your operations. I think the most important thing is to get information out to the public in the event of an emergency. If it's an act of terrorism or an evacuation because of a wildfire or a flash flood, that information could be life-saving. And while the PIO is standing next to the incident commander, if they say, I need to get this information out immediately, that public information officer will know how to do it properly by visiting TV stations and radio stations prior, making media contacts, talking to the local newspaper, establishing a rapport with all those organizations. And then when the emergency comes up, they know exactly who they can contact and how they should disseminate that information very quickly. And I think that that's the most important job of a PIO. And then lastly is getting information out to the public. And when I say public, that means anybody. It could be school children that are writing a school paper about firefighting or maybe a college paper, insurance companies, the general public. Sometimes they will call you and say, where is the closest fire station to my home? Or I need to know how many fire hydrants are near my home. Your government officials, the people that provide the money to your organization. The best way to sell your organization is by getting yourself on the news. And if it shows that you're very active, when it comes up times for budgets, they'll say, well, they need the money because they're very busy. I think a lot of people think that PIOs are only out there to serve the media, and that's not true. They're out there to serve everybody, and I think one of the most important is their own employees. Your employees or your members of your organization, if you're volunteer, combination, or full-time, they should know what's happening in your organization, and they shouldn't have to watch the news media or read about it in a newspaper. They should be getting the word directly from the PIO, so when information is disseminated to the media about your department, it's important to make sure that all your members receive that information exactly at the same time, so they're all up to speed and know what's going on as well as the public does.
And what kind of things do you think can happen if the department doesn't have a PIO?
I think a lot of times people think that you're trying to hide things. Locally, we just had an incident with our police department where each one of the divisions, like the traffic division or homicide, they issue their own media releases, and sometimes they get out and sometimes they don't. Right now they have a very high profile incident that occurred, and they decided that the public information office should disseminate it themselves, and it was quite lengthy. Well, the media took the stance that they're trying to put a spin on it. They says if it's coming from the public information office, they must be trying to clean this up or put a spin on it. Whereas if you do that from the start and people are used to you putting that information out from a public information officer and building that rapport in your community, then they know, you know, they'll rely on you. And studies also show that if you do this over time, if you do it every day for like your common house fire or maybe your smoke detector campaign in your community or something that you're doing, when the emergency exists, people are going to follow your instructions more closely because you've built a rapport with the people in your community. They say, well, I see that person every day on the news, or I read about them in the newspaper. So what they are telling me must be fact, and they'll follow instructions more clearly.
I remember a couple of incidents where the media just kind of attacked a department that was suffering from, you know, a major incident or a line of duty death. For instance, Charleston, where they didn't have anybody giving direct information. It was coming from different people. The fire chief was saying one thing, and the media just attacked it. Is that the kind of example where you think that kind of department at the time could have really used a PIO?
You know, the PIO is a facilitator. The chief or the incident commander run the department or the incident.
Mm-hmm.
The PIO is a facilitator and a coordinator getting that information out. So a lot of officers should not get and even public information officers should not say, well, I'm the only person that's going to speak to the media. Many times our chief does, and I provide him with the information, and we sit down and we discuss on what we're going to do. So anytime we go before the media, we make sure that our information is coordinated, accurate, and correct,
right,
and everybody knows exactly what is saying on. So again, that's why I say, even after we talk about the media release, the chief might talk to him, or I send out a media release,
mm-hmm,
and I send it to every member on the department. If a person stops another firefighter on the street and says, hey, what about that fire the other day? They know what the department's stance is on it because they're reading the same information that was released from the public information office. If you don't have that PIO out there, what the media's image is, what they think is you're trying to hide something.
Right.
So you want to go out there. If you build up a rapport, and I've been doing this for almost 30 years now, the media has a job to do. And if they've got that person there to rely on, they usually don't bite the hand that feeds it. If they're out there every day and they remember about all the fires that you got up or you provided them with tours or help them with a special story, their opinion of you changes. You know, they consider you an ally of the news media and everything. So maybe their opinion of you would be a little bit different. So that's why I emphasize that it's important for each fire department to build a positive rapport with their media and their local community and make sure that they know who they are. Bring them in the station, give them tours, invite them for lunch down at the station or a ride-along once in a while. And then once they remember all that stuff, their outlook on you is going to be more favorable. If you keep the doors closed and you don't want the media showing up on the scene, then it builds a defense mechanism up there. And if you don't provide them with the information, they're going to go to somebody else like a witness, or they're going to guess at it or look it up on the internet. And sometimes that information is not accurate.
Right. And in that way, they also have the right education as well, if they're doing that with you.
That's correct. You know, you can educate them. And again, they're like a computer, and you can program them. If you provide them with the information, they're going to put it out there the way that you provide it. The media is not in the business to give information wrong. They want to do a great job, and they want to do it right. All they need is someone there to help them with that information, and that's what the PIO's job is.
Okay, great. Thank you, Tim, so much. You can find the Fire PIO on page 39 of the January issue of Firehouse Magazine. Look for links to this page and the entire issue of the magazine on the Firehouse podcast player page.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.